Hi, and thank you for being here. So this episode is going to talk about how you are emotionally and mentally abusing yourself without necessarily being aware of it. So I'm going to give 5 signs and 5 tips to help you change this pattern. So first sign. You play a specific song over and over because it reminds you of someone or happy times in the past, and you break your own heart over and over. This is emotional abuse because the past is past, and listening to this song, for example, is only reviving memories, but not in a productive way, not in a healing way. Although, of course, if you are having emotional release, it's always good because it's always better to let it out than keep it bottled in. But you're not actively doing something to heal that part. So if you're doing that, and I've been there myself, so no judgment. Don't beat yourself up. It's all good. The purpose of this episode is to actually show the signs so that you can notice it and shift it. So, all good, we're healing here. So, my second sign is you are reproaching yourself with a lot of things. Like, you are constantly beating yourself up. If only I had known, if only I had done this and that, you know what I mean. So, this is not very healthy. This is not self-loving. Third sign, you keep playing and replaying the same hurtful scenario in your head over and over again, including scenario of a trauma. Like someone told you something that was really hurtful and you are replaying the scene again and again. And this is also abusing yourself. It's just staying stuck at the moment when the trauma, wound, hurt, however you perceived it, happened. And once again, no judgment. I've been through that myself. I totally understand. I totally get it. It happens. But you cannot know better until you are aware. My goal is to raise awareness. So it's all good if you find yourself doing that. This is your opportunity to bring awareness to this pattern so that you can shift it. Fourth sign, you insult yourself. You call yourself names, whatever. This is sending low vibrations to yourself, as we're going to see in a minute. So another sign. Fifth sign, you deny your own needs. Either because you're not aware of your needs, or you self-sabotage, or you don't think you are worthy of it, or you think you postpone it. Okay, I need that, but I will do it later. This is not self-loving. So, like I said, this episode is to bring awareness so that you can shift. Of course, there are more obvious ways to abuse oneself, like addictions, destructive behaviors, and so on. But in any cases, here are 5 tips to help you stop doing it and how you can be kind and loving toward yourself. First of all, thank yourself for having found this podcast, because it means that deep inside of yourself, you are looking for solutions and you want to heal yourself. You want to love yourself. So I'm giving you a big high five for this. So please take a second to acknowledge this in yourself. Now you have more awareness on what you are doing to yourself. It is a form of self-sabotage, and trust me, beautiful soul, you do not deserve that. Awareness is the first step on the path to recovery. From now on, you are going to do your best to observe and catch yourself if you're doing anything against yourself, and thank yourself for catching yourself. So not from a place of beating yourself up, oh my god, I did it again. No. Oh, wow. I'm so grateful that I realized I was gonna do this. You see the difference? Third tip. Whatever trauma or abuse you went through as a child, whatever someone said to you, your needs are valid. And you can affirm now. So you can place your hand on your heart and repeat after me or feel my words. I am worthy and my needs are valid. This is very important. This is a new belief that you need to create and to actually integrate within yourself. Fourth tip, shift the energy. You're going to replace negative words or actions that you're doing or saying against yourself by doing something kind or by saying something kind. So it's about reprogramming your mind and your language to become your own best friend. And yes, it is possible. I am the living proof that it is possible. You got this. Fifth tip, always be compassionate towards yourself. Why would you be sending yourself low vibrational energies? See yourself as a child who is always learning. Would you blame a little child for not knowing better until he or she learns? Of course you wouldn't. We are all children and students of life. Treat yourself like you would treat an innocent little child, because that's what you are, deep within. So, sometimes self-sabotage comes from a past life or ancestral patterns, but in any case, you can heal from this. And this podcast is the very beginning of your healing journey. So, if you would like to have more help, I have free resources and you can also book a call so that we can discuss and eventually work together if you feel that's something that could help you and that resonates with you. So I really want to thank you for listening to this episode. I hope it helps and I'm sending you much love and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you. Take care.